Yesterday's hearts burning become today's ears burning. Your ears must be burning, a phrase we start with when seeing someone we've been talking about. It's actually much more negative than our common use of it. Burning, meaning someone is blushing, meaning someone is embarrassed by the tale of some misdeed or some bit of gossip. In that sense, no, Jesus' ears aren't burning this morning, though if his fish dinner were any indication, they probably could be. Jesus is on the lips of every disciple, whether they're waiting near the tomb, going to a nearby village, or staying in the upper room. This is the only topic worth discussing. In the immediate aftermath of Jesus' passion, death, and resurrection, but as Peter's preaching in our first reading shows, really for the rest of their lives. Jesus walks into this. Perhaps for us then, who can legitimately burn ears with our words, who perhaps have had occasions for our words to be revealed as harmful, we might observe this gathering of followers of Jesus and imitate them more. Fixing ourselves on Jesus, finding people to express that goodness to, maybe even in our 7 a.m. Daily Mass church community. If we do, we might soon see Jesus ourselves, with hearts, not ears, burning.